Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Yeah, I was sorry about that little sign. I was waiting for it to say Blog Talk Radio. it kind of took a while there, didn't it?
It did. I was like, hi.
I was like, wait, did they take that out? Like, okay, can I start talking? Anyways, those of you who are joining us in for the first time, my name is Manny, and we have on the line Devin, and what's up, yo?
chilling. I'm just happy to be part of it, part of the program now. I guess I'm a permanent part.
I hope so. So this is Truthful Tuesdays, where we talk about the things you want to hear. I mean, the things that you need to hear but didn't want to hear. That's basically, you know, the gist of it. We keep it real 100%. We may not agree on everything, but we respect each other's opinions, and we respect your opinions. And frankly, if you guys have any questions or have anything you want to discuss, you guys can feel free to give us a call at 215-383-5758, and we'll give you the answer to your problem that you've been either denying yourself about or you just don't want to listen to, and we will tell you it and keep it 100% real with you. Today's topic, and sorry, forgive me if I sound a little bit tired, because me and the wife worked a music video today, and we've been up since, 4 in the morning, because that's when my son decided to wake up, and then up again at 7 a.m. to get ready for this video that we've been working on since, 9 o'clock in the morning. So, I'm pretty tired, but I said the show must go on, because, frankly, my 10 listeners need to listen, and they need their fix on Truthful Tuesdays.
And my 3 need to listen, too. I'm always up early. I'm 3 a.m. is when I get up and go all day. So I feel you.
But I will say, for those of you listening to this on the archive, thank you, and I appreciate you listening to the whole, you know, broadcast or part of the broadcast. You guys can follow us on Facebook.com/Mealtime. And feel free to subscribe to us on Blog Talk Radio, because then you can get messages right away when we go live, when we're about to go live and whatnot. And we appreciate that. So today's topic is feminism. And I wasn't even aware that it's International Women's Day.
I wasn't either, truthfully. And I saw it on Facebook and Snapchat as one of the filters. I guess it is.
That was just a happy mistake. I mean, I didn't even realize that, but hey, whatever. Let's talk about feminism on National Women's Day. That sounds about right. It just lines up the universe, right? We'll let the woman go first here on this. Feel free to. What are your thoughts on it?
Ladies first, I guess. So feminism, you know, I think it means different things to different people, but generally speaking, it's equality for women who have, you know, typically and historically been put in positions where they were subservient to men, where they didn't have equal rights to men, where they were, you know, kind of pigeonholed, not being able to do certain things, whether it's have certain jobs or be paid equally, still aren't being paid equally, or, you know, have the same rights. I think that it's kind of, you know, as women have become more and more independent and self-sufficient, you know, over the years, you know, it's kind of morphed into some other things. But I do still think that it's important for us to talk about and recognize. And, you know, I think that, you know, sometimes the true definition of it gets a little twisted. Both in the minds of men and women. I think women kind of twist it to their advantage sometimes, and I'll be honest about that as a woman.
Hello? I think we lost Devin. Devin, did you press the mute button by mistake on your phone? If you have, or if maybe your phone disconnected, I'm sure she'll give us a call back. But let me see. Let me try to me try to get her back online. Devin? Let me see. I'll switch it over. Devin, are you there? Okay, so I think she might have accidentally hung up or whatnot, so let's see what happens here. Oh, there she goes again. Okay.
There I am.
There we go. We got you.
Anything. I can hear you perfectly. I'm so mad because I had some important shit I was saying.
Well, go ahead. Don't waste no time. Do it. Say it again.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where we where I cut out, but
women use it to their advantage.
Oh yeah. So sometimes women do use, you know, the kind of the principle of feminism to their advantage, you know, and shouldn't really. But I do think that it's still something that's needed and something that's important and, you know, shouldn't be just discounted. Like, oh, y'all can vote now and you can have the same jobs now, so you're good. Like, I don't think we're still, like, good. We're not in that same position as a lot of men.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I feel like when you say things like that, it's ignorant and it's it kind of – that stuff like that devalues devalue somebody's actual like concern about what's going on. Now I do want to say before I share my view on this whole thing, kind of disclaimer that I am all for women and all for them having their own voice, having I'm all for equality. I'm all for equal rights for everyone, no matter if you're white, black, human, animal, female, male, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everyone should have equal rights. Now, I will say this, that I think feminism has really taken a really extreme turn for the worse. I feel that a lot of women say things in the name of feminism when in reality they're not about that life. You know what I'm saying? They try to classify certain things as being a part of the feminist movement, and I feel it's bullshit. And I feel like people like that are what you can't fight for something you can't say, oh, I deserve this or I deserve that. I've been through this and I've been through that, but then still praise equality. It doesn't fucking work that way. I'm sorry?
Oh, I said I'm interested in hearing some examples about what you mean.
Here, okay, so the main topic about women today is the whole a man telling them to smile thing, right? I get it. You guys feel like, you know, women feel like men are saying this to because they want them to be they're looking at them as objects of attraction and not people, you know. Like, I get the whole don't tell me what to do attitude. But a lot of, you know, you don't know what the intent of somebody else is. So if you can't assume that if somebody is saying that, it's because, you know, it's because they're looking at it as an attraction. And the number one combat to this and the number one comeback that these women use is, how come men don't tell other men to smile? Now, I can't answer that question.
True.
I don't know why they don't tell other men to smile. But let me ask you a question. Do women tell other women to smile? Probably not. You know?
I don't tell anybody to smile.
Exactly.
Like,
but do
I don't
women
pull up on some random dude and be like, hey man, you look awfully, you know, you're too handsome not to be smiling. Why don't you smile, handsome man? Like, I don't
Yeah.
When I heard plenty of guys come up and say, "You're too pretty not to be smiling."
Of course.
Smile, pretty girl.
Of course.
And I'm like, wait, what?
But see, a lot of men aren't doing that. A lot of men aren't doing that to get in your pants. They feel that that's a way of cheering you up.
Conversation.
Yeah, opening a conversation.
They're not trying to cheer me up.
Why? How do you know that?
They don't care about me being cheery. They care about engaging me in a conversation. Because
of course.
Attracted to me.
Not all the time,
they don't
though.
Care that I look like I'm in a bad mood or I got
no,
something
no.
on my mind. They're not concerned
you.
About my, you know, what I have think, what I'm thinking about. They see me. They think I'm pretty. They want to come up and engage, and that's their opening line to engage with me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now, I'm not saying that all men are doing that. Of course not. But I'd say that the vast majority of men who are coming up to women and telling them, oh, you should be smiling, are because they want to have a conversation with them because they're attracted to them.
I get it. Yes, you're right. They majority of men do that. But you can't, I did say doo-doo. You can't expect, you can't assume that all men are saying those things for that reason. Just like all men shouldn't assume that women are not smiling because they're sad or because, you know, they don't want to smile, or that all women who wear miniskirts are whores. You know what I'm saying? It's the same. It's the assumption that is killing you. You know, you can simply, why is that little thing pissing you the fuck off? It's not a piss-off thing.
It's an irritation thing. Because it happens so often. It just happens every now and then.
Come on.
You know,
you
whatever.
You can't tell me that if you walk down the street that in the 5 minutes it takes you to walk down the street that every second of those five minutes somebody's going to tell you this.
It shouldn't be something that's irritating. No. But it
half
does
the time,
happen enough that it's annoying. And it doesn't piss me off. I mean, some women, they do get pissed off about that kind of thing. Get pissed off when a guy gives them a compliment. Like, I don't get pissed off about that. I like compliments, and I don't really mind when somebody engages me. But, you know, if I'm sitting in my car and I'm thinking about what I'm going to cook for dinner or the workout I need to do tomorrow or how many hours of sleep I'm going to get tonight, and somebody, like, honks their horn and, like, leans into my car and says, hey, pretty girl, smile for me. Like,
see, that's some other stuff. That's some other shit right there. And honestly, I understand when you have to look at the context of it. You know what I mean?
My thing
is like, don't. I'll try to look for the word. Damn it.
And I won't generalize. Like, I think that's what you're saying. Don't put all men in that pigeonhole that
exactly. Everybody's
doing it for this particular reason. But you said yourself that the majority, and that's what we're talking about. Like, we're not talking about individual guys who are, you know, who are really well-intentioned, you know, telling a girl to smile, you know.
But that's the thing. We should all look at the positive and look at a different mindset. We shouldn't always think that a woman, in my opinion, shouldn't always think a man is trying to get with them. Maybe you could be right that he is trying to get with you, but your mindset shouldn't be that every man wants to fuck you. That's my opinion.
I think,
you know what I'm saying?
I think what we should do, like, I wish we did have another guy out here, because I don't know if you go up to women, random strange women, and tell them to smile. But I'd like to talk to a guy who does that and ask them.
Well,
like,
here's the thing.
Honestly, here's the thing.
If I do that, I don't say smile. I say, man, why? You know, are you okay? Are you look like you
so
are down
better.
Or something? You know what I'm saying? But I've never, ever told them. The only time I tell them to smile is in a picture. But even then, I don't tell them to do that. My thing is, I've never even been the type of person to come up to a woman and try to talk to them in the street like that. You know what I mean? Like, maybe when I was young, I said shit. And even then, I wasn't like one of those catcalling guys. You know what I mean? I just didn't feel like that was the right thing to do. Like, I didn't have that swag. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Her call dropped. The hell happening over here? But, okay, let me refresh this. Hold on. If my call drops, I'll start the show again. I've never been the type to go up to a woman and do that in person. Because I just feel like people have their own time and their own thing that they want to do. Not because, you know, that's weird. Your call dropped again.
I know. Like, the guys are, like, not wanting to talk about this today or something.
But, you know, I've never been that type of person. So I can't talk from the point of view of maybe, okay, I can talk from the point of view of, like, online. You know, when you, because I used to do all, I guess my, if you want to call that macking, just call it macking. I used to do all that on the internet because I felt more confident that way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Internet gangster.
But no, but I just felt like, you know, if I could talk, if I can get to someone's mind and talk to them on a different, on a deeper level, then I have a better chance than, you know, impressing somebody by the first thing they see, you know. And basically for me, it was more real that way, you know. But I just never been the type of person to do that. So I can't really talk at that level. But I get it. But my whole thing is, like, you shouldn't project your insecurities in the name of feminism. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't think it's a feminist issue, really a feminist issue. I think it's just a matter of women wanting to be approached a certain way. And, like, the, hey, do this, you know, hey, smile, is not the best way to approach a
woman.
No matter what your intent, whether it's to get with her or whether it's because you think she's having a bad day, like, you coming up to me and telling me to smile is probably not going to make my day better.
But here's my argument, though. Here's my argument with this, okay? If a man that you found attractive told you, hey, beautiful, why you look so dumb? You know, you should smile, cheer yourself up, or something like that, right? If a man that you felt you were attracted to said
the
same thing.
The way you just said that was so much nicer than it comes across a lot of times with guys.
Well,
so,
yeah, but
okay,
that,
I mean,
but I'm saying
but
the exact
yeah,
same thing.
If a
thing,
man who walked out attractive said it in that way, absolutely. Hey, honey, what's your name?
Exactly. So it's a double standard.
But if he came up to me and just said, hey, why you look so down? Why don't you smile? I still might be like, wait, what? Even
see, that's an aggressive
way. And then I would take
a
second look and be like, oh, well, he's kind of cute. But that first response, that like guttural, like visceral response, would be like, what the hell? What?
See, I just can't believe there are men out there being like, hey, you, smile. Like, I can't believe
that. There are.
I just can't believe that. I can't, that's crazy.
We need some other women to call all in.
No, I've had a
fucking jog in my neighborhood, just running down the street. My mind's focused on how many miles I'm running today. And random dudes be like, hey, why you look so mad? Why don't you smile? Man, I am running. I'm not going to be running down the street with a big-ass smile on my face. I'm trying to
But, I mean, those
miles.
Are things you can just ignore. Those are things you ignore. Like, shit like that shouldn't fuck with you. It shouldn't piss you off. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't...
Like I said, it doesn't piss me off, but it's just a cumulative effect of, like, why do you even do that? Why do guys even have to do that? Like, do something else. Like,
I'm pretty sure those are old people, too. Those are old cats. Cats that have been doing that shit since high school that aren't, you know what I'm saying? These new cats ain't doing that shit. But here's another thing.
Works. Like, how often does this approach
probably
work
none.
For you,
especially in this day and age, it probably don't work at all. But
right,
here's my thing, though. Another thing is, you know, men, not all men think that women are just here to be attractive. You know what I'm saying? There are men out there who value women and who value the conversation of, you know, women are equal. Where it kind of pisses me off is that because you're a woman doesn't mean everything you do is greater. Okay? Just because you are a woman doesn't mean that you deserve special treatment. That goes directly.
And that's the hard part.
That goes directly in the opposite. Yeah, that
and
goes.
That's the part where even as a woman, I have to, like, remind myself about that because there are so many women out there and it's been so ingrained that men are supposed to be chivalrous. They're supposed to do these things for you. They're supposed to buy these things for you. Your value is greater because you're a woman. I understand that point, and I agree with you, Manny, and it's hard to, like, shake that. Like, I am probably one of the very few women who is like, no, it should be kind of equal. Like, if you take me out to dinner, yeah, I'll let you take me out a couple times, but then I'll feel bad about you spending all your money on me, and I'll want a treat. And my girlfriends are like, what the fuck are you doing? He's a dude. He's supposed to take you out. He's supposed to buy stuff
See,
for you.
But why is that? Why is that like that?
And you're right.
Here's my thing, though. If women want to be treated equal, if you're on a first date,
right.
you pay the fucking bill. Simple as that.
Yeah,
or we go Dutch.
Right.
No, see, why does it have to be that? See, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Well,
you can't sit there and expect
date,
men.
I'm not asking the guy out, so whoever asks
well, yeah,
the
I get that.
Is the person who pays. So on the first date, I'm probably not going to ask him out. So
well, pay for something. Pay for parking.
Pay for
like pay for
and,
parking.
And I usually will
use
offer
his car.
Like, just,
you know?
Yeah, just me personally, I'll usually offer to pay something. Yeah, part, whether it's parking or the tip or, you know, hey, can I get whatever? Can I buy the next round of drinks or something like that? You know, just
see,
because,
my,
again,
my
I,
thing
feel,
is like,
I feel bad. But most women do not do that, and I agree with
exactly.
you. And that's
and
something
you
that's hard
expect,
to change.
You
that's
can't
a mindset
expect
that both men and women have a hard
you
time
can't,
changing.
You can't expect to be treated equal if you aren't prepared to act like an equal. And that's my opinion. You can't expect someone to treat you on the same level if you're not acting like the level that they are on. You
that's,
know what I'm saying?
That's true.
If you're
however,
not offering,
there are still so many double standards that where women fall under. Like that
there's double standards
not,
men
it's,
fall under.
It almost evens out. You know?
No.
So it's like,
that's,
all
not,
right.
that's not an excuse. It's not
and
an
it's
excuse,
not a
though.
Great attitude to have, but it's true. There's still a lot of double standards, more double standards, especially socially in relationships between men and women. Well, women get the short end of the stick. So
I don't believe
like,
that.
All right, well, if we're going to be seen that way, then, you know,
nope.
All right, can I get a free meal? You know,
I disagree,
so,
though. It shouldn't be, you shouldn't base your actions on double standards because there are plenty of double standards for guys that nobody talks about. You know what I'm saying?
Let's hear
there's
one.
Plenty. That, I'm sorry?
Let's hear one.
I just, we just talked
about
one.
Nobody talks
about the guy. Well, about, okay, well, we just talked about that one. Well, about the fact that guys should be tough all the time and shouldn't have feelings, shouldn't cry or shouldn't feel like, you know, they're insecure or feel like, or feel, how you say, lesser or be a state, you know, be the guy who's at home all the time. You know what I'm saying? Those are double standards. Like, why is it praised for a woman to be a stay at home mom? But
it's
not
it's
praised
not really
in
so much
the
anymore.
Same way. No, it is, though. It is, because people still respect it as a job. No, no. People still respect it as a job. Okay? People will look at six fathers. Okay,
so.
You may think that, but we're talking about society. Society will
no,
still...
No, I'm talking about society. I'm not just talking about me. I think that whole stay-at-home mom thing is not respected nearly as much as it was 20, 30 years ago. Like, there's you know, it's
yeah,
kind
maybe
of like, why
a
don't
movement.
You have a job? Like, it's
maybe
kind
it's
of a
movement,
thing, like,
but...
women are supposed to now raise the kids and have a job. Like, if you're a stay-at-home mom, they're like, what are you doing all day? Like, so I think that's changed quite
I think,
a bit.
Yeah, but I still think that women are respected more if they
that
decide.
They're respected
yeah.
more than men are who are stay-at-home dads. I'll
exactly.
give you that. I don't
and
think
I feel,
that they're respected just in and of themselves.
Of course, 100%. And I feel like single mothers get more praise than single dads. When they're doing the exact same shit.
I think
no,
that single mothers
I mean,
get more praise than single dads because single mothers generally are the ones with more custody. Single dads.
Why is that like that, though?
If they're the ones who have full custody or, you know, mostly are taking care of the kids primarily, if they're the primary caregiver, they get way more props because it's out of the norm. Because they're like,
no,
oh, shit.
No, I don't think
so.
You
take care of your kids.
Yeah, but why is it like that, though?
That they're going to take care of their kids.
Exactly my point. Why is it like that? How come a single man
that's
shouldn't be expected to take care of his kids?
That benefits women, that benefits men. They get way
that
more
is,
props if they actually take care of their
don't.
Kids, which they
but
should.
But that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And, so it is the norm for a parent to take care of their kid, regardless if they're a woman or a
right,
man.
Right.
So why
correct.
Is it expected for a woman to do it and not a man? It should be the exact same thing. If a man is sitting
be.
There taking care of their kid, there shouldn't be like, oh wow, that's oh my god, like
because
they shouldn't be such a
shock. Unfortunately, so many absent fathers that do not that it is statistically out of the norm for men to step up and take care of their kids as they should. Women
okay, so,
have no choice but to take care of their kids because they come out of our bodies. And if the guy leaves, you know, we're not going to give up on our kids. We're not going to, like, send them to
of course
you know,
not.
Foster care
I get that 100%.
Or give them up for adoption. So it is generally, and, you know, this is a huge generality, and it's changing, and I appreciate the guys who do step up and make sure they're involved in their kids' lives, even if they're not with the mother anymore. But unfortunately, there are so many that aren't. That when the guys actually do, we're like, oh, my gosh, wow, what a great dad you are.
Here's another thing, okay? It doesn't even have to be single. What if you're with the person, okay? When you're married with the person, all right, the mother gets more praise than the father does. And it doesn't even, and you can say no, and you can argue with me all you want, but just look at Mother's Day, okay? Mother's Day alone is huge, is highly fucking marketed, okay? And it's highly shown all over the place. Father's Day, Mother's Day, you hear about that shit next month. In April, you're going to hear about Mother's Day sales and all this other shit, about how you should do this for your mother, blah, 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 and all this other crap. Father's Day, you hear it like the week before.
I agree with that. I think that's just because historically and traditionally, like when we're going back to stay-at-home moms, like across the years, more mothers have been more involved. The guys were the ones going out and earning the money and didn't really, you know, they didn't take the kids to school. They didn't go to the soccer games. You hear about soccer moms more than you hear about soccer dads. They weren't the ones who were as involved with their kids' lives. And, again, that's changing, but it hasn't caught up with marketing. It hasn't caught up with everything else. So
and
Mother's
won't.
Day, you're right, is a huge, huge thing. And it probably won't. You're probably right. It probably won't.
It won't
but
because
traditionally mothers have been the ones who have been more involved with their kids than dads. That's just how
it's been.
And
if
we're going to
talk.
Maternal thing, you know, you grew in our belly.
Well, if we're going to talk about historically and statistically and all this other stuff.
You have to.
Okay, fine.
You can't talk about today in a vacuum. You have to talk about history and what led up to where we are today. You can't just ignore that.
Okay, so let's not ignore that. Historically and statistically, women who dress in a provocative manner are whores. They've been doing this shit since the 1800s.
There's that double standard. Yeah, absolutely. One of my guy friends posted this, and I thought it was very insightful of him. He was like, I could post a picture of myself shirtless, you know, in the mirror, because he's a real built guy with abs and chest muscles and all this stuff, and in some little, you know, tight boxers or whatever. And he was like, not only will the girls, you know, like it, guys will comment and, like, ask for fitness tips and stuff like that. But if a girl posts a picture in a bikini or in her bra and panties, yeah, she's a whore, she's thirsty, she's a thought.
Chances are, in today's age, if a girl is posting selfies in a bikini or, you know, half naked, they're looking for attention. Because why the fuck are you sharing that on social media?
I think anybody who posts pictures, period, on any form of social media,
yeah, of
whether
course.
You're fully dressed or fully naked, you're doing it to get attention. That's why social media.
Otherwise,
you would just keep it to yourself and put it in your diary. So,
of course, but let me tell you one thing.
The man is posting it for attention, too, but his attention that he gets is positive, while the female's attention that she gets is largely negative or sexualized.
Here's my thing. A guy will ask another guy for fitness tips the same way a woman would talk to that woman for fitness tips as well.
And no, you don't see that. No.
Of course they do.
Because I'm a fitness model. Let me clear that up for you right now. I'm a fitness model, among other things. And so I post pictures not only of me in swimwear, like just doing regular modeling. I post pictures of me in, you know, skimpier stuff, flexing my muscles. And the commentary, you know, I get every now and then, oh, wow, you look so great. How did you get that? But mostly it's not that. You know, the women are either just like, oh, you're pretty or whatever. Not a lot of that. The guy comments are very sexual. You know, they're not looking at my muscles. They're looking at, oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah.
Showing.
I mean, people
it's
got
cleavage.
Eyes.
Oh,
people,
my God.
Come on. People got eyes. And I'm not speaking for everyone, okay? Yes, there are some freaking horn dogs out there.
The girls are going to ask me for fitness tips. Nah.
You just said they
really.
Did, though. You just said they did, though.
No, I didn't. I said they'll say something like you're pretty, or they might put a smiley face.
Or occasionally
like that,
they will ask you about fitness tips.
Manny, occasionally. So one time out of 10. Yes, occasionally, but generally they're not asking
the same thing
for
men, though. I can guarantee you 10 men didn't ask that guy for fitness tips.
I wish he was the one who was supposed to call. I wish he would. But, yeah, I mean, I saw his post. Like, the guys who commented were like, damn, bro, what you been doing in the gym? What you been eating, man? You look great. You know.
Yeah,
so
but you can't expect
like,
a man to be like, damn, dude, like, what up, though? Like, you can't expect a man to say that.
Well, I'm just
it's
saying
different.
There's the double standard, though. That's
of course.
The double standard.
There
you
is.
Know,
I'm not denying that there's a double standard. I'm not. But, and my whole thing is, though, that we need to change our thinking in order to change that. Because, and it's not just men who need to change their thinking. Women need to change their thinking as well. You know, because in my opinion, women are hurting women. And I feel like...
I feel like
women are the reason why a lot of these double standards happen. Because women feel like, you know, women used to be united. And now a lot of women aren't united with each other. They get jealous over the next woman and they start talking shit about that woman. Or they start, you know, blasting that woman all over, you know, social media. Or, you know, and then you have the women who glorify being a whore. Or they glorify being a side chick. You know what I'm saying? So women are actually hurting the woman. Women are actually hurting the women. What was I going to say? God damn it. Women are hurting the women image. They're hurting the women image. Like, think about it. Not even now, bro. Not even now with social media. Let's go back to the 1990s, okay? When you had people like, you know, like Superhead. I know everybody know who the fuck Superhead is, okay?
Yeah.
What did she do? We all know what the hell she did, okay? And guess what? She made money by making a book talking about the fact of how she was a whore in the music industry, okay? And people bought shit and made her rich off of that.
Absolutely. I think you're right. Women do hurt each other. Like, we are not united. And I think it's because women, there's so many definitions of what feminism means to each woman. I think men are not helping it a lot. But women certainly aren't united in what it means and actually wanting equality. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, we want equality when it helps us, but we don't really want equality when it means we got to buy our own dinners and we're not going to get gifts. So you're right. Like, there is kind of that push-pull, like, okay, so do we really want to be equal or do we want to not be equal? Like,
equal when it's convenient? You know, and it's like,
that's what really
you can't
want.
Have
you
that.
You want equal with it, then it's beneficial. But when it's not so beneficial, then it's like, oh, well, I'm a woman, so you should be buying me things, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm a
and
woman.
See, and I love talking to people like that because I always bring up the shit like, oh, we got a caller. Yay, we got a caller. Hold on, see what
Woo-hoo!
This is. 5687, you're on the air right now.
What up, Dove?
What up, Dove?
What's up, man? It's Lamar, man. What's the deal?
What's up, bro? Welcome. So
I'm calling in, man. Like I promised.
That's what's up. What you got to say? I know you got something to say about this, bro.
I got some things to say, man. First of all, I just want to get this clear before I start speaking on anything, that anything I say is not directed towards you, Devin, as a woman, and it's not directed towards anybody listening who might not fall into that category, because that's what people like to do. When you start speaking on society, well, I'm not like that. No, I'm speaking on society, so I'm talking about the majority, okay?
First of all,
as far as double standards go, the fact that when he started to speak about male double standards and you tried to shut it down, I said, oh, what double standards do men have?
No,
that's
I
a double standard itself.
I'm
just
saying.
That's
a genuine question.
That's what people usually do when a male starts talking
male
double standards.
This is a conversation, so I wanted to get examples.
Gotcha. I understand.
All right, so don't put something on me that wasn't there.
All right. I'm just trying to keep it in the context that there are double standards.
I was trying to understand where he was coming from by getting an example.
I'll give you a better example. Men have to do all the asking. Like, when you were speaking about how the guy approaches you on the street or at your job and says, you know, hey, why don't you smile today? Manny was alluding to a very real thing where if you are attracted to said male, he could say, you know, I just stepped in dog shit and I happened to lick it off the bottom of my boot of my shoe. You're going to like it and you're going to laugh.
Not quite.
But if somebody, I'm telling you, man, that's a very crude example, but the context of what I'm saying is true. I'm telling you. You got to look at it this way. You've been getting approached by a man.
I think your point is right, that if you're attracted to somebody, you're just attracted to them, and it doesn't matter that much what they say to you.
Of course.
If you're attracted to them. Like, they could say something real foul and shitty, and that could shut it all down. Because personality does matter. I don't want to say that it doesn't.
Of course.
It does.
You'll get a better shot if you're attracted to them. But that's with anybody. Like, you're not going to go up to a girl and try and holler at her if you're not attracted to her in the first place.
Of course. You got to understand, though, that throughout the general course of an attractive woman's life, from the time she's of age to where, you know, the opposite sexes start becoming or admitting their attractions to one another, right? Girls and women are going to be approached. Yeah, or the same sex are going to be approached their entire mostly with females, they're going to be approached by different men their entire lives, or different women their entire lives. Most men don't get approached. We just don't through our lives with strange women coming up to us, hitting on us.
That's very true. And men are taught to be the aggressor, to approach women. And that's what we're
socialized to do. Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
We're socialized that women are the receiver and men are the aggressor. And
okay,
I'll give you a personal example.
Hold on,
let me
give
you a personal example.
Wait,
okay,
hold on a second, Devin. I don't mean to cut you off, and I'm not trying to
silence
you. Okay. My whole thing is, why is it when a man approaches a woman, he's automatically labeled as an aggressor? Okay.
Or flirty.
Why does he have to have that term aggressor? Okay, exactly.
Initiator.
He could be the initiator, but people always use aggressor. Okay, and that's the main problem right there. Because why is that word attached to that though?
Going forward, so
you could have said initiated.
Point taken. I could have said initiator. Absolutely, and I stand corrected.
There's a double standard there.
Initial approach, whether it's in a fight, whether it's in a conversation, yes, initiator, aggressor. I understand your point there.
Let me give you a personal example, though,
of something. Like, I have a very hard time, and I'm trying to, like, overcome this. I'm a single girl about approaching guys first. Like, you know, my flirt game is horrible because I don't know how to do it. I've never been taught how to, like, go up to a guy and, like, strike up a conversation and, like, try and express that I'm interested. It comes out real awkward and real, like...
Welcome to 95% of all malehood. You know, like, what we had to deal with.
Because you've been taught how to do this. You've been socialized
No, we haven't.
You throw out 100
I swear to God.
And you don't care if you get 10 back.
Devin, that is not true. That is not true.
Hold on. Let her speak. Let her true. Listen, Devin, check this out. Men aren't taught this shit. This is trial and error. Let me tell you something.
Trial and error, baby.
Trial and error. Because it's expected. Right?
Of course. It's
expected
for a man. Even in the animal kingdom.
For a man to become the initiator. It's not something that's socially acceptable for a woman to approach a guy. So whether it's online or in person, I'm super nervous because I don't know how to do it. It's never been expected of me. Like, I'm, like, freaking out. What if he says no? Like, a guy usually is when he approaches... You know, a bunch of women, like, he knows that it's a numbers game. Like, you know, 10 of them are probably going to say no, but 2 might say yes. So you just keep going with it. Like, for me, it's like this whole nervous thing because women have never been expected to do that. It's frowned upon for a woman to be the one to approach it.
Can I
put the science behind what she's saying right now, please?
One second. Devin. I'll give you a tip right here, okay? The way you want a man to approach you is the same way you approach a man. That's my opinion.
Do.
Go ahead.
Like, it's so much
Lamar.
Easier online because I can think about what I'm saying and, like, type it all out.
What do you
like,
think we do? There's nothing
but in person,
wrong.
I'm like,
no.
Hi.
Listen,
Devin.
Trying to wing
so
it
awkward.
Off the top of your dome will never get you anywhere. That comes with calibration.
Awkward.
Over successful approaches, you begin to calibrate your.
I need to just do more. Just try it more often.
It can't be error though. It has to be trial and success, and then from your successes, you're able to calibrate. You find yourself calibrating yourself.
Well, you learn from your errors.
What
you're
saying?
You learn from your errors.
But your errors don't count. Only success.
Let me tell you one other thing that's weird, and please, I do want to hear the science behind this. When I do this, and usually I'm successful with it, you know, I'm an attractive
girl. You're a woman, of course. All you got to do is say hey.
Yeah.
And,
So it's not like guys are shutting me down and being like, no, I don't want to talk to you. But I feel like it leads to this weird imbalance in how things go in our relationship or our interaction that usually I wish I hadn't done it. Like, you know, I'm just like, you know what? Like, I shouldn't have expressed that I was interested because now he thinks he has power over me. And, like, could do things that he wouldn't normally have done if he had been the approacher.
It goes back to what last week, though. It goes back to last week where, you know, you have to do something to shift the power back to where it's equal. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you can initiate the conversation, you know what I'm saying, But when you, let's say, okay, hey, you'd be like, hey, you know, I noticed you come to this bar often, you know, would you like to have a drink with me, blah, blah, blah. At that point, you know, by doing something like that, the man's going to automatically assume that you are attracted to him and that you want to sleep with him, okay? Now, what you need to do is you need to show that that's not what you're there for. You're there to have drinks and have conversation without saying it. The minute you say that's it. It's a wrap. You have to show
it. I never say it.
Well, no, exactly. No, no. Well, that's good.
There's never
but
a sexual
going,
thing with me with that kind
going,
of thing. Like,
going
yeah,
further,
no.
You also have to make sure that you pay for your drinks. You know what I'm saying? Because
maybe that's
you know what
true.
I'm saying? You can't. The minute you start paying for shit, you know, especially if you ask them out, it shows that you're the one that is. You're playing the man role, basically. You understand? And he's going to start playing the female role. And in reality, you guys have to play your own roles. You know what I mean? And this goes not even just for straight couples. This goes for gay couples, too. Because no matter what, there's a male and a female in every couple. You understand? And you, by you paying for your own thing, you're telling him that you got your own. This wasn't a date. I was just trying to get to know you. And if the dude is really feeling you like that and really wants to take you out on a date, by the end of that conversation, he'll be like, hey, here's my number. You know, let's go out to some time, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? But
I get from my girlfriends who are more successful with dating in ways is that I should just be bitchier. Like, I'm just too nice. They're like, guys want a challenge. They want to, like, chase after you.
Oh, yeah,
you.
Of course.
You
you're right.
You got to, like, act like you're not interested. You got to play this game. Don't text.
I don't agree with that.
You know, wait a few days before you text back and bullshit like that. I'm like, but if I like somebody, I like them. I want them to know I like them. They're like, no, you got to act disinterested. Be bitchy. I'm like,
I agree with them.
I mean, it works better for them than for me. I'm like, hard on my sleeve. If I like you, I like you. And I don't want to play games about it. But, yeah.
But think about this, though. Think about their track record, okay? If you're getting advice from people who are always single or always constantly dating, okay, if that's what you want, then follow that advice. But if you're taking advice from people who are in successful relationships, like people who have done that and have become married or have been with this person for a very long time and they're happily that way, then those are people advices that you should be taking if that's the type of relationship you want. You know what I'm saying? Men we don't like bitching. Okay, and
nope.
I don't care what any woman may
that's
tell
what
you.
I think. Right.
Nope.
I was like, why
man.
Gotta be a bitch. Why do guys like bitches?
No,
man,
don't.
Seems like guys either like bitches or girls they can rescue.
Let me put it
like
to you like this:
Prince Charming.
It's fun for a man that has the maturity of a young man, but when she reaches a certain maturity level as a man, you don't tolerate any of that because your life is already as stressful as it can be trying to just figure out what it means to be a man. So. You don't want that in your life. You know, it's cute when you like 20, 22, and shit. If you're even 35 and you haven't just matured yet, you know, then it's cute. But once you reach a certain maturity level mentally, that's zero tolerance. I have zero tolerance for bitchiness. Like, I can't deal with it. Like,
now we're not talking about a woman who's in charge of her own and doing what she needs to do. Like, that to me is not being a bitch. That's being successful. That's being knowing what you want.
No, no,
no.
I'm not even
right.
talking about that. Yeah.
Like a man who really wants you for you is not like they're gonna want you to be yourself. Just like women want men to be themselves, men want the same shit. But the point is that's not focused on. That's another double standard. Those type of feelings and that type of way of thinking isn't focused on in today's society. In today's society, a man is automatically just wants to have sex and doesn't really care, doesn't want commitment, doesn't want any of this shit. But there are men out there that do want that. You know what I'm saying? Just like there's women out there who just want to have sex and don't want a commitment. Okay? My thing is, if a woman is like that, then hey, you know, it's getting to the point right now where it's okay if a woman wants to be like that. It's your prerogative. You do what the fuck you want to do. Okay? But why is it not okay if a man wants to do that? Why is it frowned upon? You know,
well,
that's another double standard right there.
For a man than for a woman.
No, it's not.
Like for a man, it's
I don't know
expected.
Why people think that. No, no.
I don't think
okay.
it's not.
Here.
I don't think it's
a boy.
It may
a boy
be frowned
respect.
Upon, but it's expected. It's like, oh well, you know, he's just being a man. Boys will
double
be
standard.
Boys. You know how men are. So it's not like it's a good thing, but it's not like frowned upon because people just expect that out of men anyway.
Yeah, but that's a double standard, though.
Not only is it unexpected, it's like, damn, you're slutty. And you're right, it's changing a little bit.
Well, let me tell you something.
But it hasn't got to the point where it's like, oh, well, it's fine. You know, get yours, girl. You know, people still talk about it.
Here's the thing. A boy will glorify another boy for being that way. But a man won't. A real man is not going to be like, oh, man, you the man. You smashed like 20 girls. No. A man's going to be like, yo, what the fuck you doing with your life, bro? You're 40 years old. Like, you know, what are you going to do right now?
I'm telling you.
This is why is it so hard for women to understand or to believe
because
that
I've
men
seen it
think
so
like
much.
That? Well,
here's
you know, I'm in a bunch of like Facebook discussion groups.
I can talk about
men and women are like,
about,
and yeah, the men are giving each other. They're 45 years old and going to meet and greet, smashing
off. That's not a man though.
Your age does not classify you as a man. Period.
That's
your mindset.
But you're saying it's something that happens when you're like 20 something and not when you're 40 something. I'm still seeing a bunch of 40-something year old dudes, you know, glorifying.
I know 40-year-old dudes that act like they're 17. Like age ain't got nothing to do with it.
I know 17 or even 20-year-olds that have got a good head on their shoulders and they ain't about that life. They're about being with a woman for real. You know what I'm saying? So
it's your experiences from your successes and your failures and the lessons that you learn from how they cultivate you that shape you the path that you follow to manhood. Because the first thing you learn about being a man once you start walking down the path of becoming a man is that journey is never ending. Like you most likely won't be considered a man until you're on your deathbed. And that's real talk because you always learn. You constantly learn.
Right.
You'll never be a man to the day you draw your last breath.
A woman is a woman the second she gives birth. A man is a man the second he dies. Because they look at his legacy and say, yo, that was a good man. You know, they never tell that up, man, in real life.
That was really interesting just now about what woman is a woman the second she gives birth. That's a whole thing. Like, if a woman chooses not to have kids, she's considered less of a woman. And I'm
one
of those women. I've decided not to have kids. People, like, get angry about that. They're like, well
fuck them. Forget them. Who gives a shit about their opinion?
You know, you're not really a woman.
But you got to understand that that's just an opinion, too. You know, what I'm speaking towards.
But you just said it just sparked something in me and was like, hey, you know, you just,
I'm not trying to.
She gives birth. I'm like,
well,
actually.
it's the things that come along with being a childbearer. So you can acquire those things and those experiences without giving birth to your children. It can be the same nurturing and the same compassion that you share for your friends' kids or your nieces and nephews or your parents. It's the thing that comes along. With being a childbearer is that type of unconditional love. If you can establish that throughout your womanhood with something else in life, then of course you are officially a woman because that's what it means. It's not the actual act of giving birth in that context. It's the changing of the mind and the spirit of unconditional surrender of love. That's what it is, you know.
Preach it, bro.
And you're not a woman until you learn how to love unconditionally, you know.
Here's the thing, though. You need to know how to do that to yourself before you can do it to anybody else.
You do it to anybody else,
If you think about it, look at the track record, though, Devin. Think about the track record. And this is proof. You can look at people you know. You can people look at whoever. Women who are in constant, they're constantly single, always complaining like, oh, I can't find a man, blah, blah, blah. The minute they get their life together and they start not giving a shit about finding a man, they fall in love with the man they're going to spend the rest of their life with. It is 100% true. I don't care what you say. You can look at it. It is proven. You can look at a track record. Think about people you know who used to bitch and complain about. You know, it happens, you know. But Lamar, where's that sign?
When I'm, like, super busy, when I don't have time to focus on dating, when I'm, like, trying to get shit done with career and other projects, and then it's like, does not
real
get at the door, like, come, you want to go out? I'm like, I don't have time right now. And, of course, the times that I'm lonely and I'm like, you know what, it would be nice to have somebody to snuggle with. I'm like, damn, I can't
then
do anybody.
You gotta, but see, here's what you do.
Come on, what you doing?
When that situation happens, when you get to that point where, you know, you get busy and a good guy comes along because that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because real men, they see that and they want to be a part of that. And it's not because they want to leech off of that. Real men want to help build that up and build that together with somebody, you know? So when they see that and they start asking you that, keep an open dialogue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't just be like, oh, no, I don't want
to. The energy that you put out that's different.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Positivity will attract positivity the same way negativity attracts negativity. It's a proven thing, you know? So you go, all you have to do, Devin, when that situation happens, keep a dialogue on. Get to know that person. Be like, look, right now I'm a little bit busy, but let's keep talking and see where this goes. You know what I'm saying? And then when our schedules align, then we'll go out and we'll do the damn thing like that. Because just because you don't have time at the moment don't mean, like you said, when those nights get lonely and stuff, that now you have this open dialogue with somebody who is more than likely very happy to come over and hang out with you. You know what I'm saying? Or take you out. And not just Netflix and chill. We're talking about going out somewhere and having a dinner.
Yeah.
Or even taking a stroll in the park. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So, but we got like 8 minutes left, and I want Lamar to get his science out before we end the show.
Yes, I'm sorry, Lamar.
Are you good? It's two things.
I need the science. Give me
the science behind it is called the fear of the approach. It's hardwired in pretty much every male. I don't care if you're a straight male. Or a gay male, like it's hardwired in your DNA to be fearful on the initial approach of a strange person that you're attracted to, and that's what you experience. And every time you get sweaty, you're nervous, or your words mumble, that never goes away for a man. It's always there. You get better at learning how to deal with it, but that's hardwired in our DNA from like tribal days back when. We all just learned how to make fire and we had sticks and stones and shit. And, you know, back in those days, if you approached a strange female that belonged to another male, you could be stoned to death and beat with a stick or a rock. And that's just hardwired from, you know, thousands and thousands of years of evolution down to this central focus point of just being fearful of the initial approach. So that's what you're going through. We all deal with it. Now, if you feeling that, imagine a young boy feeling that from the time he about 12, all the way to the time he's about 35, and it's still there. It's so difficult to approach a strange woman that you're attracted to. So I just want to say to all the women that complain about being catcalled, I understand some of the catcalls can be disrespectful sometimes, and it's really unnecessary, but look, understand this. Just walking up to every girl you see or every girl you're attracted to and saying, hey, how you doing? My name's so-and-so, doesn't work either, because sometimes those girls just initially dismiss you because they're initially not attracted to you. Until boyfriend, right?
Yep.
You know,
or they assume that by you saying, "Hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
can I have a second of your time?" That you just trying to have sex with them.
Exactly.
And that's a double standard.
I agree.
You can't expect one thing to go away without accepting the other. And that's you can't be mad that I'm telling you to smile, and then mad that I'm telling you, "Hey, how you doing?"
Right.
You can't do that.
Which happens.
Your point is well taken, but I think that what you're saying is if you're attracted to somebody, you're attracted to somebody. And obviously we're not all going to be attracted to everybody else. However, going up with a respectful approach, you know, not catcalling, not being rude, not talking about my ass, you know, even if it doesn't, I mean, even if it's a respectful approach, at least you have pride in knowing that you didn't disrespect a woman in the street.
Yeah, but to them, even asking a woman, like, hey, how you doing? Like, you have
doesn't work.
Even if you get shot down, at least you know, hey, I was nice to this lady. I went up
you
to her in a respectful way.
That
she just wasn't.
You
just wasn't
better as a man
to
know that, you know, at least I got a small victory.
Yeah,
you feel like shit. You feel like shit.
Or whatever, you know.
See, that's woman. That's women thinking. That's exactly the double standard that we're talking about. That's women thinking that because they're a woman that, oh, we should be happy or we should know
You should at least have pride in yourself in knowing that you did the right thing and did it the right way rather than disrespect people.
There is no pride in going up to a woman you've been eyeballing and just totally attracted to and just wishing on a prayer that you can just take her out.
But do you feel better
she can get
about
to know
going
you.
Up to her and saying something disrespectful
only when
she shoots you down?
Nope.
Does that make you feel better?
No, but here's the thing, though. We don't know. Here's the thing, though.
Be respectful.
But we don't know what's being disrespectful or not. We don't fucking read your mind. Okay, yes,
y'all,
women
y'all
now
know
are
what's
saying,
being disrespectful
no,
or
we
not.
don't.
You talk
no,
about
we don't.
Somebody's titties and ass, disrespectful.
That's okay,
you go
that's
up and
different.
Tell them to
We're
do
not talking about that.
Disrespectful.
We're not talking about that.
You go up and say, hey, how you doing? Not disrespectful. You
how
grab
do you know
somebody
that?
By the arm.
How do you know that?
But
you in the club. Disrespectful.
Here's the problem.
But here's the
if
thing,
I come
though.
Up and say, hey, how you doing to a female, and she shoots me down, you need to understand that that doesn't make a male or a person, anybody, whether they be heterosexual or whatever, it doesn't make anybody feel any better after they've been after they put themselves out
no,
there and
yeah,
get
I'm
rejected.
No, I'm not saying it's
going to
make you,
you
feel
know, like,
it's not going to make you feel better. It's not.
You don't
make
walk
you feel
away
better.
From
here's
like,
my
oh,
thing.
That was polite.
It
like, no,
it
you feel like
make
shit.
You feel good to grab somebody or to talk badly to some female because you're interested and you say something, you know, that's really vulgar and inappropriate and you get shot down.
I 100% agree that those things shouldn't be said and that it is disrespectful.
Yeah,
I also think that if a man comes at you in a respectful way, you shouldn't be disrespectful in your answer back
to
him.
I agree with that. I agree.
Or be lying, talking like about something. I got a boyfriend. That's my favorite one. I got a boyfriend. What? Wait a minute. Like,
well,
I don't even know.
I'm going to tell you why we do that. That's not to be disrespectful. That's actually to save your feelings. Because
I know.
It's like,
I know.
You know what?
No.
It's easier for me to say I've got a boyfriend and you'll accept
it's
that and won't go back and forth with me rather than
you
say,
can't.
You know what? I'm just not interested. Because if I
well,
say,
why
you know what, I'm sorry, I'm not interested,
here,
you're
going
to continue to engage me in conversation. It's just like when
okay.
I was
well,
talking
why
about
is
online
it,
dating. No. When I was talking about online dating and I would like write back to everybody and be like, I'm sorry, I'm not interested, but you're really nice to come up and, you know, try and talk to me and send me such
okay.
a sweet message. But
here's
the
my
guys
thing, though.
Would continue, they wouldn't take no for an answer. But if
okay.
I said, you know
yeah.
What?
Right.
I got a man, then they just leave it alone. Most
no, they
the
don't.
Time.
Men will never. Men
time,
and women don't give
time.
A shit if you're taken. I'm sorry, what you're saying is wrong. Okay, here's my thing is, why is it a bad thing, even if you're not attracted to somebody, to have a conversation with someone?
Yeah.
Why
it's
is
not
it?
A bad
why
thing,
is it
that
every
be,
time?
You know what?
No,
it's
but why? Here's my thing though. Why is it that you can't just share a simple conversation with somebody and then get to know that person
here.
And be like, you know what? I may not be attracted to how they look, but you know what? This conversation is pretty good.
In defense of women, I will say that I understand the need to not want to carry on a conversation with a person they're not attracted to, because you got to remember, Manny, women get approached probably on a attracted women get approached on a given day. 10-15 times
course.
A day, so it gets a little tiring, you know. So
right.
I can understand how you wouldn't want
to
wait.
With everybody,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So you're basically saying that women, so that goes back to saying the women entitlement thing. So okay, you can only talk to me unless I'm attracted to you.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much. That's how it works.
And so
well,
I got a double
yeah,
standard.
If you're approaching me on a way, like most guys who are approaching you aren't approaching you because I think you've got a nice personality and I want to be your friend.
Of course not.
Up to you because
of
I
course
think
not.
You're pretty
why would they?
And I want to get
that makes,
with you.
You listen.
Right.
You
so
you already have
to know them,
what a guy
and get
wants.
To know their personality and hold a long conversation, even if I'm not attracted and interested. You didn't come up to me because of my personality. You didn't see my personality.
Yeah, but
so it's not pretty.
Why? So why can't we just simply say, you know what, you know, I appreciate you coming up to me. I'm not really attracted to you in that way. But hey, if you want to talk about whatever, we can do that. But just know that it's not going to go this way. Why is it that? Why does everything have to be the end result of
that
trying to have
great.
Sex with somebody?
I actually, you know, that's I try to be respectful to anybody who interacts with me. But like Lamar said, guys, a lot of times don't know how to take no for an answer. So,
you know,
when I say, you know what, I'm not interested, I think, you know, if you want to continue talking, you know, all good, they're going to be like, well, why not? Well, you know, what about this and what about that? It's not that the
you
conversation
see,
doesn't end. And they're like, I'm trying to.
Well, that conversation doesn't end, but this one unfortunately does
this one
have
to.
To end.
I know. This one's
but if you guys want to sound
I,
off on the message board, hold on, Lamar. We got 30 seconds, I'm sorry. But if you guys want to sign off on the message board, go to facebook.com/mealtime and feel free to leave your comments on this topic or whatever. Again, all of us here are for women equal rights, and we're just raising awareness on the things that don't get talked about or the things that are wrong in that. So we just, you know, we appreciate you guys listening to the show, listening next week, and hopefully Lamar will keep coming back. We'll see you guys. We'll talk to you guys next week. I appreciate you guys calling in. Right. Bye. Okay, man. Dude, that was a good one. That was a good one, guys. That shit.
Yeah,
that
was.
Sorry we talked over you a couple of times, but.
Oh, you're good.
I like this dialogue.
I think we had just like a heated conversation, so everybody, you know, wanted to get their points out. But
I like that, though. I like that. This is stuff that,
yeah, no,
this is stuff that is important, you know? Like, this is stuff that, as, you know, this is good for everyone, not just women, you know what I'm saying? It's good for men as well. Like, you know, because literally some guys are ignorant to the fact that that shit offends women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
some guys know and don't give a shit. But like I said, there's different people around the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, just like there's different women, there's different men. So we all can't just classify each other under one fucking umbrella. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
we have to.
That's how it happens.
But we have to change that mindset.
If a guy approaches one girl and catcalls and, you know, grabs her butt and says she's cute and all that shit, and he gets some ass off of it, men are stupid. So the guy's naturally inclined to think
that's right.
That's why all
like,
the
women. Oh,
until
but
he
here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. It's the same thing if a woman wears a dress or wears makeup a certain way and they get a positive reaction. Like, they get, and I'm not saying you wear a dress or you wear makeup for guys to be like, damn, Ma, you look good. I'm saying that if you wear a dress and getting people doing that, that is a confidence.
I kind of do sometimes.
Regardless, but that's where the reality needs to be. Like, you can't sit there and say that you're doing it for yourself but not doing it for men to be attracted to you.
Yeah, because
in reality, you are.
With your titties all out,
I want women
and then
to think I look good. I want men to think I look good. I'm not
doing it
to necessarily get grabbed, but I'm doing it because I want to look my best. I want to put my best foot forward because I'm out in public.
You can't walk out of the house wearing something really nice.
This goes for men or women. You don't walk outside the house looking really put together, well put together, and not expect not to get hit on.
Some women do that to boost their self esteem. They might feel like a little. They might feel down one day. They got over a breakup. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been through a rough week and they're not really feeling pretty. So what do? They go to a spa day. They get their nails done. They get the pedicure. They get their hair did. They go out and buy a new sweater or a new dress or whatever. And what they do? They go out and show that shit off. You know what I'm saying? But you can't be fucking ignorant and think that because you're dressed a certain way, you're not going to get attention. It's fucked up that you have to deal with that type of attention that you get.
Yes.
But
you also should prepare for that. Attention, but you do prepare mentally that, you know, some guys are just going to be stupid.
You also can't lie to yourself and say that you're not, like, some of that attention isn't, you don't like or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't sit there.
I would love to experience what it's like to get hit on 10, 15 times a day. I would love it.
You
want to
know the funnier part is if you get all dressed up and you're all dolled up and you go out and nobody hits on you or nobody talks
it's
to
a
you
disaster.
And you're like,
it's
what the fuck is going on right now?
It's a fucking disaster.
You're like, it's like a thing. Like, I thought I looked good today and nobody talks, that's a blow to your self-esteem. I was going to allude to this.
All the feminists that complain about, and I like to just clarify that there are two types of feminists. There are actual real feminists, and there's this whole fake feminist movement that exists out there that I don't appreciate. I wanted to say that if there's anybody, if any man or woman is dating another female or male that has a studies or a degree in gender studies, dump they ass ASAP because they are fucking crazy. Like, gender stuff, don't even get me started. Just dump they ass. Wow.
But see, here's the thing. Going back to what we were just talking about, like, when you wear something good and you get a positive reaction, you keep doing that shit. It's the exact same way a man, if he approaches a woman, he gets a positive, like you were saying, he gets a positive reaction, he's going to keep doing that.
Doing
you know?
Unless, you know,
and he don't give a shit if he does, if he strikes
out. And it is like, oh, maybe I'll change my tactic. But you get enough positive responses, men don't think that way.
Right.
Men don't think that way.
No.
They feel like, okay, well, if I hit on 10 women and I get 5 women as a positive reaction.
Yeah, or 2 times. Shit, two, dog. Winning. Two. If it
or even two.
That's what I was saying
I'm winning.
Yeah, you like throw out 100 lives, and if you get 10, then you're good.
Yeah, exactly. That's the exact same reason why women walk around with fucked up eyebrows, because someone told them, damn, those eyebrows look good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they keep doing that shit.
I don't understand
that
eyebrow trend.
It's a whole social media, internet culture, gas women up now.
Of course.
Because I don't know what's wrong with males today, but males seem like a lot of guys act like they like virgins and stuff, like they ain't never had a piece of ass in the entire life.
Oh,
they just gas up all these women.
You know what it is?
Know,
it's
like
not even the men, though. It's not even the men, though. It's women. Okay? Women do the same shit to women sometimes. You know what I'm saying? There's women out there that say, oh, put this on your face. You look good. Knowing damn well not every woman looks good. You know, I had a fight.
Yeah.
I had an argument on Facebook because I told somebody that just because you wore something doesn't mean it looks good on you. Just because you feel good in it doesn't mean it looks good on you. Now, okay, it's not we're not talking about opinion. I'm not saying that I think it doesn't look good on you. Okay, this is an actual this is fashion. Okay, this is actual things. Okay, there are certain fashions for certain body types. All right, you're not gonna sit there and wear a fishnet, you know, fucking stockings if you're 400 pounds and you're gonna swear you fucking look good on it. No, you don't.
Right.
Okay, you look like honey baked ham. All right, you don't look good. Right? You can think to yourself that you look good in it, but in a reality standpoint, in the society, you don't. And it's not based off opinion. This is actual fucking facts, okay? This is the science of fashion. You know, and I was explaining to them, like, just like wearing a red dress, depending on the type of dress you're wearing, will get you a different reaction than wearing a non-red dress. That is science, because men are wired to see red as being more attractive. Just the same exact way as a red car looks like it's going faster than a blue car. Okay?
Right.
It is fucking, and people, they went off the fucking top of the fucking dome because I was saying shit like that. Like, oh my God, how can you say that? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, it's the fucking truth. Like, do your research on it. Don't talk shit. Don't get mad at me because I'm telling you what I learned. You know what I'm saying? Do your research and verify that yo, this dude is telling the fucking truth. You know, and you know, there's even different types of clothes that you can wear for your different body type that will make you look more attractive. And it's not just about you not being attractive, but you want to look good in what you buy, okay? And yes, you may think you look good in it, but chances are you're wrong. And it's not bad to be wrong. It's not because it might not be your fault. You know what I'm saying? And it's not bad thing.
Nobody's telling you the truth.
Exactly. Nobody's keeping it real with you.
Yeah.
No one's telling you like, yo, that dress is a little too tight. If you get it one size bigger, it'll look perfect. It won't show your rolls, it won't show this, it won't show that, and it'll actually fit you better and it'll actually be better. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
most
a good friend who will do that and who will say it in a nice way like that.
But women don't want to fucking
when there's a group of women and there's one girl who, you know, clearly has something on that is not flattering or too small for her. And I'm like, those are not your friends. Because one of them should have told you, pulled you aside,
and
that girl, you know what, maybe you should wear a different dress. Or maybe, you know, this outfit isn't the right outfit for you. If you let me go out the house and go in public looking a hot-ass mess, you are not my friend.
Look, my best friend on his bachelor party night came through. And he was ballsing already for years. And he had this RoboCop looking haircut. I blazed him the whole night. I was like, dog.
Who is it?
I was like, bro, my best friend Brandon, man. You never know. But I was like, bro, I was like, man, if you don't cut that shit up before you get married, dog, I'm just going to laugh the whole time at your wedding, dog. I swear to God. Like, what are you doing? Real friends hurt their friends' feelings. That's just how it is.
And I think that's a good difference between men and women. Like, a man can say to his boy, be like, no, that shit looks fucked up, man. And it's like that kind of banter. Like, you guys don't think anything about it. He's like, oh, shut the fuck up, man. You know,
basically.
You know, it's not really a big deal. But women are very concerned often with hurting each other's feelings and with, like, not saying the wrong
things. Because women are emotional creatures, man.
Yeah, we are emotional creatures.
But you also don't see a guy.
So
you also
hurting our friends by not saying anything because we don't want to hurt her feelings. So we let her go out looking crazy. And then, you know, the pictures come back and she's like, why didn't somebody tell me I was looking crazy?
But see, most guys do that. Most guys won't say something because they want to make fun of the dude. Because they want to, like, they'll be like, yeah, I'm sure. And then when they're done, it's roast time. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how guys are. Guys roast each other. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Women are, like you said, afraid to hurt people's feelings. You know, but
that's crazy, though.
Well, I appreciate you guys, man.
Yeah,
this is like Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate this. This is awesome. So I got to keep making topics so that Lamar can keep calling in.
Yeah, I know. The feminism I had to get on there because I just got done messing around with this gender studies doctor, whatever the fuck.
That's why you said the doctor. Okay.
The worst fucking thing ever. I was like, are you fucking crazy, bitch? Like, I don't even understand. Like, how you can be that crazy?
Most people get stuck. They get stuck in their studies. Like, even psychologists. I don't know how psychologists have fucking relationships because they know how the human mind works. They know they're always analyzing the person that is in front of them. So it'd be weird to see how, like, how can you turn that off to have a normal relationship? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So, but, you know, I was a school psychologist for 3 years, right? No, you don't. I've had a lot of careers. And, I'm an overthinker. And so I don't analyze myself consciously people, but I know that I overthink situations because I'm always looking for, you know, motivations behind things.
Yeah, I'm the same way, though.
It is hard.
It is.
A tip to help you with your fear of the process since you out here trying to approach more men in your personal life, I would say is there's nothing wrong with knowing what you want to say to someone when you approach them. It helps a lot, so you might want to learn. You might want to have a few go-to openers. And then from there, you want to build rapport. What kind of things can you talk about that are inclusive, but also
A good icebreaker. You know,
introspective.
Good icebreaker.
Like you tell a joke.
By surprise, it's not like when it happens, it takes me by surprise. So I'm unprepared. So it's not.
You gotta
like,
be prepared.
You're not prepared for the positive, huh?
No, I wasn't prepared, period. So the last guy that I actually approached like in person, I was working at a gym, and he came up and was like sampling the pre-workout or something like that. And first I asked him a question about his workout routine or something like that. And then, like, I kind of felt like he might have liked me, but I wasn't 100% sure. And so we're, like, talking about, like, nothing, and then finally, I was like, so, would you like to exchange information if you're
single? Oh, my God.
I'm
like, what the fuck?
It was so bad.
Exchange information? What the hell?
He was like, no, I'm single. He was like, that was very formal, the way you asked it. I was like, I don't do this very often.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, are you on a calling from, like, a call center?
Right.
Like, sound like you're getting people trying to get people's petition signature.
Junk mail?
It was so bad. I don't know how to segue this general conversation to a conversation where he knows I'm interested. And so,
you
like,
just leave it. Don't do that.
Information.
That's the thing.
And
you don't.
I knew I was never going to see him again because I wasn't going to get assigned to that gym again. So I was like, if I'm interested, I got to say something now, but I don't know what to say. And we're just talking about pre-workout, but I want
to. Well, in that situation. Here, in that situation, you go back to what you guys have in common. You don't ask for information. You be like, listen, you know, what you should have did in that situation would be like, this is not my normal gym, but if you ever want to, you know, work out together or do some, you know, another pre-workout or whatnot, you know, give me a call. Boom. You give your information. Don't ask for his information.
You can't. The whole thing about approaching somebody is to not see if they're interested in you, but to make them interested in you. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
So that's
you can't be like, oh, is he interested in me when you're approaching? Or you have to be. You have to make that. It's your target.
Yeah.
You have to pounce. You know, and make that prey.
So,
you know, your.
But that's
your
the way.
Ended.
See, that's the way. That's the way. That's the way you tell a man that you're attracted without telling the man that you're attracted and still keeping the power.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you gave him your number. It's up to him to call you.
It's up to him to make.
You know what I'm saying? If he calls you, that's how you know.
So we did text a few times and then, like, sort of follow each other on social media. And I was like, this dude is really full of himself. Like, there were so many half-naked selfies up on here and, you know, videos.
That's where you fucked up.
And stuff. And I was like, this is not going to work out. And So
guys
should
take selfies.
That's
weird.
That's what you screwed up.
That's always been weird. Dudes who take selfies is fucking weird. I'm like, I don't get it, man.
I was like,
that's where,
way too highly of it. Like he,
which,
you know, thought he
you
was
also
got to
realize, though, what you also got to realize, though, that people have a different persona online than they do in person.
They do.
So
they do.
For
so
him,
I was trying
might
to
be
like,
his brand. Like, that's his brand, you know what I'm saying? So he has a
right.
selfie.
It was definitely his brand. Like, I saw it as his brand. It was his brand. So then, you know, we just worked that our schedules weren't coordinating as far as ever, like, hanging out or going on a date or anything. But we started following each other on Snapchat. And then, you know, mind you, he said he did not have a girlfriend, woman, wife, nothing. But I start seeing this chick on the Snapchat every now and then. I'd be like, who is this? And then, like, he would post,
you,
like,
see, you already went too far.
And
you already
like,
went too far.
Why did
you already went
tell
too far,
me you had a girl? Why did you, why? So I stopped communicating with him, and we have not spoken since. But I'm just like, I don't even understand. Why you gave me your information? Knowing you had a girl and you put her on your social media.
How you know that was his girl?
Look, there was not platonic kissing happening on the Snapchat.
I'm saying how you know that was his girl, bro. Maybe that's
just
his thing for his flavor of the week. How you don't know? You know, how you don't know you could have been the one? You know?
that was his girl at the moment.
I'm just saying.
It might not have been his girl, but right then that was the girl that was in his bed.
Okay,
I think that's where your problem lies. You start reading too much into social media, and you need to step away from that and get to know people on a deeper level before you start stalking them. Because
I'm just saying though,
you can't judge someone. You can't judge somebody by social media. You can try, but it doesn't mean you're right.
I mean,
because I'm an asshole on social media.
If he was still interested in me, he would have continued to reach out, which he did not.
True.
So
that's true.
You know, I was just like, all right, it's obvious that you're otherwise occupied, whether that's your girl or your flavor of the month. You're in the middle of doing something. You have my number. You haven't used it. I'm not going to chase you down. Nice meeting you.
We need to figure out a topic for next week. So
yes,
we'll
we
talk more about that. But I'm about to head out because I've been up till 4 in the morning.
Peace,
you guys.
All right. Y'all take care.
Bye.